tenants. We've got apologies from Councillor Hanson and Councillor Turton, as approved at the council meeting on the 21st of August. Apologies from Carl Lee.
We have apologies from Carl Mickle, the operations manager, who was on leave this week as well.
Yeah. Is he all right?
Yeah, just on planned leave.
Questions, public questions on taken on notice. No public question time, because we've got no public here. No petitions, deputations, presentations and submissions. Any applications for leave of absence? No?
For October's...
It's for October now.
For the ordinary council meeting in October.
Yes, yes.
On November, you can give early notice if you know you're not going to be there for more than in more than one meeting in advance.
Yes.
So October or November, if you want to give notice. October's meeting.
Do you want me to give notice?
So October's meeting, as you know, we have moved from the usual date of the 16th to the following week of the 23rd, I believe it is.
Yes, it is. Any disclosures of interest for this meeting? No. Okay, confirmation of the minutes. Okay, so the recommendation that the minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 21st of October 2025 be confirmed as true and correct. Can I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. And a seconder, please. Councillor Watts, thank you. Those for that, please. All raise their hands, so all in favour.
Motion is passed.
And so the motion is passed. Reports of committees and council. We haven't had any meetings because we are in caretaker mode. Reports from councillors. I've been to quite a few things from this one. Just for you all. Alistair and I attended a meeting here in the council chambers with Vivian Gardner and Ben Davies from DFAS. Vivian's from the Department of Communities. Very interesting. Some really good information for us in order to complete our LEMA, our Emergency Management Program. Interesting in lots of ways. They are now pushing. We had a meeting here for DFAS training for our firefighters. First actual meeting here that we've had, training session here for about 8 years, Graham Trudy tells me. And a couple of us have done the online rural fire training. That's important. And so that's really good. We're having an election. We've been pushing that, promoting, getting the councillors, prospective councillors to get themselves ready for election. And Alistair will talk a bit more about that a bit later with the planning forum and what's going on in the planning forum. So are there any other, Councillor Price, do you have a report?
Just that people are still commenting about unsealed roads, that's all.
Okay.
And that, it's just the same old, back up there's a windrow of dirt along the side of the road. How come there's all these offshoots and might be like, it doesn't need to be like that. When are they going to learn that you need to mix it like you can go along and after the grade has been and still see the corrugations in the road? And it came that way on the way today, just, and it's exactly as they say. So I don't know whether we need training or someone's not listening to someone else. When we went on that inspection, the road inspection a couple of months ago, we all commented, everyone on the bus said how good the caravan road was, and it was all formed up, and my uncle commented the other day, the caravan road's the best, it's been from the best one in Charlesville. And I came up the Codgy Hastings today, and I've been down the Cumberland West, and it's just same old, same old. We're doing a summer sweep. piss off quick. Every time it rains, it's just potholes back on the road again.
Okay.
So I don't know whether someone says, no, don't do it like that, and everyone goes off grumpy, or people just can't see it. The guys that are sitting in the cab can't see behind them, or can't see the other side of the road when they're coming down where they've been, or what. It's just, especially this time of year, well, it should be up to scratch.
Subscribe
to the report. Well, it's not really a report. It's a moral feedback from the community.
Yeah, well, it is a feedback.
It's happy to take that and accept that feedback to the chairman.
When everyone says it, every time we talk to someone about the shop, it's different, isn't it? Anyway.
Yeah, let them know, definitely. Okay, Councillor Cowan, nothing.
Nothing from me.
Councillor Hanson's not here. Councillor Jennings, no committee meetings. Councillor Watts, have you
written
anything?
No, I haven't written anything. I haven't done anything.
All right, thank you. CEO. Says nil, but there is.
Yes, I guess the next section is really the meeting. So this reports per se is not, or this item, sorry, to the chair is it for me to provide a report, is it?
There were no reports for that section this month, so just the financials.
Yeah, because through the chair, for councillors' awareness and community's awareness that might be listening to the recording, I provide a report on the meetings I attend as part of the information bulletin that gets sent out to councillors. So, I guess when new council comes on board, I'm happy to revisit whether councillors would prefer for that information to go in here instead of going in the other place. I'm providing that information, so I'm happy to provide it here and in both places if whatever council would like. So, hence it's nil here, but the report has been sent out.
Yes. Hopefully that's right. Okay, so item 13.1 is finance, and 13.1 is the financial report for the 31st of July 2025. So this is for your information for all of the financial statements that have been paid, the finance has been paid already.
So through the chair, this report is slightly delayed. As I explained at the council meeting last month, in August, the July end of month hadn't been done because of various end of year financial transactions that needed to be tidied out, so this report wasn't prepared and ready for the August OCM, hence we are tabling two reports in this meeting, end of July and end of August, so this is the first of the two. As Councillor Price asked at the General Planning Forum where this report was initially tabled for the benefit of anyone listening to the recording, you may notice there's a couple of zeros all over the place in this report, and the reason for that is because this is the end of July report and council adopted the budget at the August council meeting. Any line items here that refer to this year's financial budget were not entered in because council hadn't approved the budget as yet. So in this report, hence sections of the budget for this financial year are zero, similar to areas where it talks about rates or anything budget related, it all says zero for that reason. Happy if council has any other questions on the report.
Otherwise, we will go to the officer recommendation for that one, which is...
Did you ask if there's any questions about it?
Yeah.
Just some of the variances in here and what's already occurred.
The July
ones? No. Okay. Statement. We'll for the period ending 31st.
Yeah, we'll do the July one.
He
does
the July one first.
Okay, so the officer recommendation is that the financial report for the period ending 31st of July 2025 as presented be accepted. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor James, seconder, please. Councillor Cowan, thank you. All those in favour, please raise your hands. That's carried, all carried, and so the motion is carried. So we will then go on to the August figures. Okay, so 13.2 is the financial report for the 31st of August 2025. So, do you want to speak to this?
Sure. Thank you, Councillor Little. So, to the chair again. So, this report is for the end of August. So, in this report, for example, councillors, you will notice that there are figures rather in the budgetary sections because council approved the budget at the August OCM, which was in just prior to the end of month, and so when the end of month was conducted, those figures have been input into this document. Mm-hmm. Councillor Price, you had a question?
Operating activities by nature.
Request that you just, if you have a page number there.
Yeah. Oh, well. On the PDF, it's page 30 of 74. Oh, hang on. No, we've got page 31. Yeah, page 31. The first couple. Got revenue from operating expenses and then expenditure from operating activities.
This one?
Yeah, stop. Keep going, a little bit more. There you go. The expenditure from operating activities. The first line stands out like the proverbial.
Employee cost?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the difference between the budget year to date and the actual year to date. What's the go there? Is there an explanation why we've spent more, like almost 100,000 more on wages in the first 3 months of the July, August, 2 months of the financial year than we expected to.
Good question. So, we did have a couple of employees that terminated, that got termination pays, but that couldn't explain that much of a variance. I'll have to take that on notice and come back to you on that. My initial feeling is because when the year-to-date budget figure was put input,
yes,
we didn't have a budget set. It was based on last year's year-to-date budget. And then that figure is sort of in this, it should align better in September's end, because you sort of had a bit of an anomaly when in July you haven't put in a budget. So what they do is they go by last year's year to date to have a figure in there. But I will, it's a valid point, and I will come back to you on that.
Yeah.
I assume it was the same thing, but it is a valid point, and it's good to ask the question.
The insurance expenses, yes, because we're... this is one of the big ticket items that's we tagged to the rates explanation. I'm hoping that we've just got a lot of bills and we've paid insurance for a greater part of the financial year and there's still only a small amount to come. Again, the budget year to date and the actual.
Yeah, so
it's quite a lot different.
So the chair, I would say it's the same thing where you've put in your year-to-date budget based on what it was in the last financial year.
Dividing the whole number by 12.
Yes, yes.
Except that doesn't quite work out either because it's the whole number by, it's like a bit less than 50% now.
We tend to pay a lot of the insurance bills in July August for 6 months in advance, and then the next 6 months later down the track. So that's where there is a bit. So the way the sort of the accounting template suggests is that it takes, as you rightly said, Councillor Price, a $100,000 budget, for example, and just divides it by the number of months in the year to say this is what your monthly spend should be. Yeah. But we know in reality that's not the case, because you might pay a bill in August, like I said, and not have to pay another bill till Jan.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a bit of discrepancy there.
But even so, it's worth noting that it's still a pretty big variance there.
Yes, that's, definitely.
If 105 is a whole lot, and we're paying half of it now, and that's already 72, then we're going to have to do some ringing around. Something, I don't know. That's
well, our insurance is LGIS, and they are the cheapest there for any local government. Yeah. Other local governments have tried to go external and eventually come back because.
So, anyway, just something to note.
Yes, I guess.
Have a query, you know, I'm not too good on this sort of stuff. Councillor Watts, sorry. Statement of financial activity information on page 35. Current assets, and you've got the last year's closing of 600 grand. This time last year was a 1.5 million, and year to date we're on the 700. So where's the big discrepancy coming in there? Was that all going to even itself out to cost 1.5?
Sorry, can I ask you to repeat which clarify which line you're referring to, Councillor?
Current asset. Current unrestricted assets.
So like the first line there?
Yep.
So you can go on with the question.
Yep. Well, just querying. Yes. Last year's closing. This year's, this time last year, 1.5. So the 900 grand, where's that all sort of? You know, I'm just looking at what was last year's and this year's. I'm just trying to work out, am I looking at it correctly?
Well, it's to the chair, so it's cash, so
yep.
It would depend. Last year, you adopted your budget earlier.
Yep.
A couple of months earlier.
Right.
So my, you know, educated guess would be that's your rates coming.
Righto.
Whereas this year, because you've set your budget late, your rates are still coming in.
Righto, thank you.
That makes sense. You happy with that?
Yep.
Councillor Watts? Okay, so we'll go back to the officer recommendation again. Okay, so the financial report for the period ending 31st of August 2025, as presented, being accepted. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion? Councillor Cowan, can I have a seconder, please, for that motion? Councillor Watts, thank you. All those in favour? It's carried, 5-0. Thank you, so the motion's passed. We'll move on to item 13.3. Getting lost here. Accounts for payment 31st of July 2025.
So, to the chair, this is again a standard monthly report where we take you through the transactions and payments that the Shires had. There's a list of payments there. I have been working with the team to try to ensure the description on here is clearer for community members. So we have, again, I'm not saying that it's 100%, so feel free to give me feedback if there is an item that doesn't make sense. But because the, as we've discussed previously, the this comes off synergy, and sometimes it cuts us a sentence in half when you pull it through, and sometimes the descriptions in the past haven't been clear, or it has said something when it just, you know, it doesn't give a full description as to what the item was. So we now, since the last couple of meetings, go through each item and make sure the description in there is very clear. So it's very, if a lay person or community member reads it, it's clearer to them as to what we've spent the money on. Councillor Watts?
Yes. I see they're still, and it has been raised a number of times with Carl, on the, they're still getting their gas through BOC. It's only a minimal amount. But one gas down here at Wandering Rural, and it works out, I was under understanding, it's quite a bit cheaper than BOC. So I just wonder why that hasn't been attended to. Carl, we spoke about you a couple of months ago.
What line item?
It's beyond the, what is it? Hang on, you just had it there a minute ago.
That one there?
Yep, that's the one. But I just saw it a number of times through, and I just wonder why that hasn't been attended to, and it's saying it's a local business.
So rather than, sorry, so Councillor, rather than going through BOC, there's another provider you're suggesting?
Yes, one gas.
BOC charge rent on all their cylinders as well. The one gas you buy it and that's that. There's no, so some of that might be a monthly rent.
We can take it as an action, please, for the CEO to review the arrangement.
I think the gas might even be cheaper than BOC as well. And the refill.
The opportunity for some cost savings with one gas. Yeah, thank you for that feedback.
And the next item below it,
yep.
Postal borer, is that the old, I'm not sure if that's just a hydraulic one that goes on the JCB, or if that's a one standalone, or you know, that two people hold to drill the post on the side. Because I thought they already had one. I just want to know what. Whether they're replacing one or they're buying another one?
We can take that. I can take that on notice. Sorry, I don't have that detail because Carl's not here today.
Yep.
But we can come back to you out of session to explain exactly what that new postal borer is for.
For that price, it's not hydraulic, mate.
Yeah, that's right. It's not hydraulic.
No,
but.
It's like a handheld thing for that money, isn't it?
Well, it is, but they're pretty dangerous anyway, the handheld one.
Unless it's a new auger.
We'll come back with that clarity for you, Councillor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, any other questions?
I have got a few in here. I've just got to find them all. I do see on a number of occasions the rental for the house down here, the Sean Brands house. Is that going to continue? I believe the tenants moved out. Or does that lease arrangement have a timeline on it?
So, thank you, Councillor. So, through the chair, that lease arrangement was put in place by your previous CEO for a period of 2 years. It expires in November 2026. I have looked at that lease arrangement in the last few weeks. I've had a conversation with the landlord, and I will talk to council out of session as to what any future arrangements are.
Yep, that's fine. Thanks.
Any more, Councillor Watts?
I have, but my highlight on the day will disappear.
So I'll take your time. It's on the screen there. If it's easier for you, I'll just scroll down slowly. So we were.
I've gone a bit further down than that. Councillor Price, through the chair. We've talked about it, but this Focus Network seems to. You've got to wonder whether it would be better off employing our own IT person. I mean, I know they're our IT people, but there's one bill for a month there for $6,200.
Can we just come to where that is?
10 EFT 10496.
Yeah.
with the audacity to charge us another $1.70 something in interest. There's 2 months there.
Yeah, there is, but.
Yeah, so to the chair, valid point, councillor. Unfortunately, IT is a growing area of risk for all organizations. IT is also such a diverse area that I would be, I would not be recommending that we look at getting this in-house. I would be happy to look at whether we're getting bang for buck and whether we should be going with another provider by all means. But I think just because you're not going to be able to employ someone with the breadth of skills that folks has on the team where they go off in cybersecurity, they give it to employee X, and if it's an upgrade of the server, they give it to employee Y because they've got people with different IT skills there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But valid point, we spend a lot of money on IT. Mind you, I will also add to that comment that some of this is because of where we are in the year, your one-off yearly subscriptions upgrade cost. So some of this is that end of life of certain software, certain firewall systems. It does all come together in one go, but it would be worth us looking at what our arrangement is with Focus, and I'm happy to talk to other CEOs as to who they use.
It's extremely difficult, I imagine, to change from one to the other. If someone else is going to charge a bunch of money to learn your systems. And,
that's something you'd be looking at anyway, isn't it?
Anyway.
Here it is. 10.52.1. Through the CRC, coffee, is that recouped from the CRC on their sales?
I think it'd have to be back.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, your harbour.
Yes.
The unfortunate part, through the chair, for the benefit of, about looking at this, there's no balance on the other side.
Where it comes in.
And especially things like coffee for the CRC, they can't drink that much. They sell coffee over there in cans. So,
yeah.
Well, I just can't.
If we could see the other side of the ledger, it'd make a whole lot more sense, but I'm not sure how to make that work either.
So, through the chair, some of the CRC expenses do come to councillors in the information bulletin. But if you want this. So a specific answer to that question, then you can pose that question to me and then I have to do the homework and present it back to you. So,
but surely the manager would keep...
Yeah, they do. So they do keep monthly tabs and that's presented in terms of the ingoings and outgoings of the CRC. It comes to councillors in the information bulletin. There's a whole bunch of financial information around the CRC in there. So if you went in there, you'll see the expenses for coffee, expenses for printing and all the rest, the sales of other merchandise and everything else that they have. This report is from the front end, as Councillor Price rightly pointed out. That's telling you what it is to buy the coffee. The sale of coffee is captured in the CRC's financials. So either councillors can go and look at those financials that have been given to you, or you can ask me as a CEO, as an action, for me to go and do that homework for you to make it easier for you, and I can come back to you and go.
Yeah.
It's in the information bulletin. That's what the CEO is saying. It's in the information bulletin. So it's got both sides of the ledger in the information bulletin. So here we're only seeing what the
I accept that, but I just want to know there's no burning hole in our budget going over there where it's not balanced. That's my...
It's coming out of the CRC money
completely. Yep.
It's purely captured here because the transaction happens through this office.
Yep, righto. Thanks. That was, I know it's only... Yeah. But I just want to find out there's no hole there.
I'm just
going back to where I was before.
Yeah.
I'm not there. Prior to this, we were just talking about insurance.
So
in the last.
To the chair, we can't go to the previous agenda item because we've already moved the motion.
Yeah, I know that.
But I'm happy to
hear a couple of numbers.
Happy to have that conversation maybe after the meeting, councillor, if that's okay.
Well, here's something funny, because we've just approved this, you know, the financial statements, etc., that we can't go back on. All fully agree with that. It says we've spent $72,570 to date on insurance expenses. Copy on the.
Yes, we talked about that.
Then, where's my anomaly? LGIS.
Yes.
WA insurance. Where was I?
Here we go. I've got it up here.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's 81,102. How does that work? Well, actually, it's 82,827. And the statement that we just approved said 72,000.
Some of this is in July. The one we looked at just then was August. The web had 72 in it, councillor.
That was August. So this is July.
This is July.
Yes,
so August's after July.
Yes.
So shouldn't the later one have the bigger number in it?
Well, it just depends when the bill came through, councillor.
Yeah. So.
But what he's saying is.
What he's saying is EFT 10,500.
The year to date figure, I thought you were talking about the expense figure, sorry.
No, the year to date was different, was 72.
The year to date was 72,000, yeah, and this one, it appears as though the later date on the two of them is the 23rd of July, which would be before August.
Yes.
And the total amount is 82. And I'm not sure whether I'm supposed to be quick. I should have gone through this earlier, but I haven't, I'm sorry.
If you just quickly.
Because I was questioning the insurance and the, you know, year-to-date spend. By
because there might be more than one line item. We only looked at that one line item, so
yeah,
if you go back up.
It's just the anomaly in the $10,000.
So where do we look at the insurance cost in this over here?
Yeah,
so the insurance expenses over here saw was 72.
72,570.
But is there
for the period ended the 31st of August.
But there might be
another one.
Or is there a particular type, like maybe workers' comp doesn't appear?
There's another thing, as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking is while those dates are July, it can also depend on when the actual transition is processed. Because one of them was right at the end of July, so that might actually have fallen into an August.
Yeah, but the financial statement there says for the period ended 31st of August. Surely that covers July and August.
Yep, again,
to the end.
Happy to take that on notice and come back.
No, you're right.
Fair question. We need to be very mindful of all these things given the.
Definitely.
So, yeah, happy to take that on notice and I'll come back to council out of session with a response.
Yeah. I'm not sure about the. The one above it's also another insurance, and that's different to your. On the FTs, 10,499. Salary continuance insurance. That's another type of insurance. It's not. So I don't know whether that fits in another line item or it's just insurance is insurance.
It is. That was stupid.
But there's another 3-3 there. Anyway.
So these two insurances by JLT.
Yes.
Are not insurances that LGIS provides directly to local governments. They subcontract it out.
Yep.
They are to do so with marine cargo, as the name suggests. It is to do with any marine cargo, but also other cargo that the Shire might have expenses for. So, for example, when you employ a CEO, you cover relocation expenses, and if any of that cargo coming in a container were to get lost or damaged, and the new employee were to ask the Shire to compensate them for it, then it will come out, like LGIs will come out, you have that insurance.
Marine cargo is not necessarily, not necessarily got anything to do with the ocean.
And the salary continuance insurance is in relation to if your CEO is unwell or gets up and leaves for whatever reason and you have to quickly put someone in, it covers the cost of what it will cost you to put an acting CEO in place.
So we
used
that last year.
Yes.
And back to the point, I don't know whether that $3,300 should be in the insurance line.
I will come back to you.
With that 72, it's kind of appears like it's...
You know, fair enough. Like I said, I'll definitely come back to you.
Someone's hit the wrong button.
77,
Top of page 53, you were just there. Focus networks. I'm just looking at these three amounts here within the month, $6,000.
What was that for?
It's just asked that. Council Price just asked that question, and the CEO did answer. So,
these ones here?
Yeah.
So, Councillor Jennings to the chair. So, the description there sort of explains the technical reasons behind what we have upgraded. So, there's firewall and software upgrades that we have had to undertake, some of which is end of year licensing. So certain software, for example, your Adobe software, your Microsoft license might just be for a year or sometimes for 3 years, and it just comes to the end of the year. It just so happens, that the subscription has come to an end, so we have to pay for the licenses for the staff that use those computers, and Focus Networks, as our IT provider, manages that for us. So they purchase the extension of the license, or they purchase the extension of the software, or they purchase the extension of the cybersecurity upgrades and all the rest. So it does seem like a lot, because it is a lot, but it all happens at this time of the year, and then we should see less of it down the track, because all the upgrades and the software members seem to have come.
Sort of a one-off. Does it last for a year? Is it a yearly thing?
Some of them are different. Some of them are yearly. Some of them are once every two, sometimes once every 3 years. Some of these things are once every 5 years, like server upgrades and things, but you've just had a lot of old IT systems. As I shared in the general planning forum a few weeks ago, you have seen that all your hardware is out of warranty, for example. So things like that, it just so happens that it's come to that point where
your systems. Okay, in other words, okay. Thank you.
We need to, which I will do as part of the financial review that we will undertake to have better financial governance in the Shire, I will look at some of these costs and try to map them out. So, for example, as you're rightly asking Councillor Jennings, if it is a yearly subscription, then we should know what the rough value dollar amount is. It will, go up by CPI every year, but we should know when we're going to incur that expense so that we can start to budget better for that financial year. So if something's a three-year expense and next financial year, for example, you don't have to budget for it, but we do have to budget that extra amount, the $2,000 or $3,000 extra, when we know it's insane that it's a two-year thing. So we need to get better at that, so we will.
And it's also the things, as Councillor Price just asked about, the different types of insurances as well. Do we need to? We probably need to have them on separate lines because they're different companies. That's the only reason I can see that they are separate there. It doesn't mean in the actual figures, they were all one figure. So you were quite right to ask that question because it's a total.
And through the chair again, just I'm down to the credit card breakdown and more on the subject of IT. Mm-hmm. I know there's Shire backup internet to Aussie Broadband.
Yes.
After we pay all this stuff for Focus, we've got to be down the servo and got a monthly subscription to back it all up on.
What you doing anyway?
With Aussie Broadband.
So to the chair, the Aussie Broadband subscription was put in by acting CEO Ian Fitzgerald when you had that incident in March, March or April, where you had an outage and basically none of your computers or systems worked and you couldn't run front reception as a backup to make sure that if that ever happened again, that you were covered. It is something that I have picked up to go, how often does it happen? How long did the outage last? And is it worth you paying a monthly fee on the off chance that it might happen again?
So there is a monthly fee.
it is a monthly fee.
Well, I mean, and on that note, why don't we just get Starlink and Aussie broadband?
Yeah. So it's one of the things on my list of things to look at, how we spend our money better in the Shire.
Yes. Yeah.
I will be restricted based on what the arrangement or agreement your acting CEO assigned. So he may have signed a one-year contract or something, in which case we won't be able to change it before that date.
Yeah.
But I will review that and advise outside of this meeting.
I mean, out of frustration, I've just got Starlink, and there's different plans that you can switch it off, and it's cost you $5 a month. It's just sitting there doing nothing, and when you need it, you get it. There you go.
No, I intend to, and I've already started to, I've spoken to council a little, a number of times previously, go through our finances with a fine tooth comb, and ask a whole bunch of questions as to why we do certain things. Because I think we definitely need to get more diligent in our in the finance space.
I understood that because I thought that was a one-off, but when it's a understood that we needed to have internet at that stage, but if it's a monthly fee, that's
because it's like an internet connection in your house, for example, councillor, you've taken it and you pay a monthly fee.
Yes.
So what about the two phone companies that we have access to? Is one more reliable than the other? One have better range? Is one cheaper than the other?
Can I just ask to the chair what phone company, which two phone companies?
Telstra and Optus.
Depends where you are.
Well,
sorry, so the Shire has two phone companies?
There's two towers there.
Ah, yeah.
There's two towers, so I just asked the question because I was talking to a resident this morning, far better, and he's way out in the sticks, better range out of Optus than Telstra. We have to use satellite ourselves.
Sorry, can I ask for clarity, Councillor, to the chair, what is the question?
Well, I'm just asking, is that, do we analyse our costs,
That's one of the things.
Our costs between Telstra and Optus?
Well, just our providers, whether one's better than the other or not.
Price-wise or range-wise?
Both.
Oh. I'll have to take that on notice and come back to you because I guess to the chair, we currently have a Telstra connection.
Yeah.
I am told Telstra has the better connection. We have not had issues with Telstra apart from that one incident in March. I'm happy to look at, as part of the review of looking at our expenses, look at what Optus would cost us. There will obviously be a cost to end one contract and start another, but I can do that and come to council, and council can decide whether it's worth it or not. So
there are we use nothing but Optus, you know that. So for us, it's far better, but it depends where you are. And this may be for here that Telstra might be a better option.
Yeah, I don't know, but
yeah, fair enough. We can add that to the review.
A cost analysis. That's all we need.
Yeah, we can add that to the review. And to the list. If I may, all valid questions, and I think community is expecting this council to look at things more finely, with a fine-tooth comb in a way. So, thank you for those questions, and we'll keep.
So, if there are no more questions, then we will go to the officer recommendation, which is. In accordance with Section 13 of the Financial Management Regulations of the Local Government Act 1995, and in accordance with delegation payment of municipal fund vouchers, licensing, salaries and wages, and EFT transfers, direct debit totaling $404,825.56 as attached, be noted as approved for payment and credit card statement be noted. Can I have a mover, please, for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Watts, and a seconder, please, for that, Councillor Jennings. Can I have all hands raised if you're in favour, please? That's carried 5-0, so the motion is carried. Okay, 13.4, accounts for payment August 31st, 2025. Do we have any questions here?
I just want to, through the chair, Councillor Price, Councillor Watts asked a question about the BOC account for the last month, and there it is this month again, another $33.82, so I'd suggest it's a monthly charge for rent on cylinders on EFT 10586. So there's something that we can improve straight away.
Yep. To the Chair, you've noted Councillor Price, and we have taken that as an action to review and come back to Council. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I'll just make a comment that Focus Network's gone quite easy on us this month.
To the Chair, as I said at the previous discussion, some of those expenses were one-off annual subscriptions,
yes,
and upgrade expenses, so we shouldn't, it's not, you know, we should be expecting that that's not a monthly occurrence, and as you rightly pointed out, slightly less this year, this month.
I'd like to, through the Chair, Councillor Price, just if you could give us a bit of an explanation as to what Walga Association membership does. I know we can't do without it or something. EFT 10605. And obviously it's a one-off
annual fee. To the Chair, it's a one-off annual subscription for the organisation. What it provides us is the services that are listed in the description. So both councillors and administration staff can lean on Valga for advice on procurement, governance, employee relations, legal services, and the rest. If I may comment, this shire is a very small shire, as you're aware, councillors. You don't have HR personnel employed specifically. I do have an employee who covers that role very well, however, is not employed as a HR person. We don't have anyone in procurement necessarily in the organization. So that's again a huge financial risk for any shire is procurement risk. So we do lean heavily on those services from Valga, and they come to us at no price because you pay an annual fee. We could use those services better, definitely. We pay a fee, and I think we don't use the services as much as we could. So I aim to improve in that space. And if I might add, we have already started to do that. So our EA to the CEO that provides governance and HR support to the administration has attended some workshops with Valga, has leaned on Valga more for some advice recently. We had Valga representatives here in chambers meet with myself and other administration staff, provide us with some free resources and advice, so that, you know, and I've encouraged the team, as I said earlier, to try and lean on Valga more, to actually use the services, to go out to them and not try to do everything ourselves, actually lean on them because we pay them a fee, so might as well. There's also the opportunity to use the Valga offices in Leaderville, councillors and administration staff, if you're in Perth and you need a place in between meetings to sort of meet someone in your councillor roles, or to attend a meeting and just need a place to sit with their computer and stuff. They have a, I think it's level one or level three, that you can book out. You can just go to the Valga website, there's a phone number that you can call and just say, I'm councillor so-and-so, I want to book a room, and it's just first come, first serve. You can use the facility, so again, I would encourage you to use that. It's all covered in your fees. So try and, I think we need to get better at using some of the services that we pay for, but yeah, it is a service that we do need, so I don't think we have to pay.
I've used it as well, and I think it's really useful to be able to know that you can do that, to ring them on, run them and for advice, especially for governance in relation to council matters. Yes, it is a lot of money, but
I will also add that I'm pretty sure Valgar charges the membership fee based on the band of local governments.
I was just going to make a comment on that.
So they do charge us a reduced fee compared to, say, what a band one local government would cost. Yeah. They are mindful, as the representatives of elected members, that charges in a band for, you know, expenses such as this are quite imposed on our finances. So they do charge us based on the band of local government. So you are paying much reduced rate than, say, what a band one would pay.
And you'd expect that to be the case.
Yes, exactly. So,
okay, any other questions from anyone?
Just a note again, through the chair, down to the credit card breakdown, the $89 for, and, you know, clutching it, you know, picking up bits and pieces, the backup internet's there again, so obviously a monthly one.
It is.
To the chair, that's why I picked up. It is a monthly fee, it's not a one-off fee, because I did see it in a couple of statements, and I said, hold on a second, why are we paying for a backup on the off chance that we might need it?
Yeah.
In my opinion, the risk of it happening again is low, and if it did happen, I guess you just shut shop for a day, really. A shire of this size, if you shut shop for a day.
It's
I mean, there's always stuff for staff to do behind the scenes anyway, but if you had to shut shop in terms of the front counter and stuff, the expense of having a monthly fee like that is...
I think if I can remember, I don't know if Lisa can, I have a feeling that might have been end of month or wages day or something like that. It was something else that was affected by that, not having that the internet that particular day. Because I remember he spoke to me not about doing it, but didn't know
we
were paying a monthly fee.
It was just a note to see.
It's something else to be looked at.
And to the chair, valid comment. We do need to be mindful of that if it is a payroll day, what does that mean? But I think we can get better at maybe building a contingency, even if that is to say you drive to Narajan and use their internet for the day.
Sorry.
Just payroll from there.
I might be behind myself, but 10 hot water system for the...
Can you just read the number, please?
Yeah.
EFT number?
Where is it? Up here. 10569 hot water system for the caravan park.
Yes.
That seems very expensive.
At $4,800?
Yeah, I would have thought it was, but I suppose that's labour and installation.
Yes, it's labour and installation of a brand new system with the warranty.
And I paid about $2,000 for
what
a
size?
Big electric.
Yeah.
And I just, be fine.
What size of a
slip? So 220 or 250.
And how much did you say you paid, Councillor?
Oh, that's an electric one, exactly the same as on a bigger version that they're on the Shallows. And
how long ago, Councillor?
I don't know. Might be 2 years.
Yeah.
But if you run short, I've got a brand new one sitting at home. A gas one.
Oh, dear. Weekend as well, which was even worse because we had a full caravan park when that happened and no hot water.
Yes, and as a landlord, you're meant to, something like a hot water, you're meant to fix ASAP.
So
we did do as much due diligence as we could. We do have to be mindful, I think the person would have come from Narajan or Armadale or something as well, so some of that cost is built into that.
Yes.
Sometimes I think as a council, sometimes we get used.
Oh.
And they,
yeah.
You know, think, the council will pay, charge whatever they like.
Yep.
Businesses do it to us and everything.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No other questions?
Yep.
Councillor.
Oh, no. We won't go on. I'll get organised next month and do it.
Alright. Well, you can still send them in anyway if you find
something. Yeah, no, look, there's heaps there. I started making a list and I said, I've got something else to do. Sorry.
Okay. Alright. All right, well, that's the officer recommendation then is the same as before, but for a different amount. That, in accordance with section 13 of the Financial Management Regulations of the Local Government Act 1995, accordance with delegation, payment of municipal fund vouchers, licensing, salaries, wages, EFT transfers, direct debit totaling $311,258.01, as attached, be noted as approved for payment, and credit card statement be noted. Can I have a mover, please, for that? Thank you, Councillor Cowan. And a seconder, please, Councillor Watts. And can I have all those in favour, please? That's carried 5-0. The motion is carried. Okay. Item 14 is planning and technical services. Says nil. 15, elected member motions of which previous notice has been given. New business. Item 16, so new business or urgent business introduced by decision of the meeting. There is none. 16.1.
That's all encompassing.
Oh, sorry, that's all. 17, matters behind closed door. 18, I will declare the meeting closed. Thank you, councillors.
At 4:26
p.m.